You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to After the Lights Go Out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to
After the Lights Go Out.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am super excited to be here with you tonight. We are live right here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. I am your host, Kia D. And I'm super excited to be with you right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's your favorite listening station for many reasons. One, because of this radio show right here, After the Lights Go Out. Everybody loves this show, and we're super excited to feature an extraordinary guest on the show tonight. We've been playing her new single, A Minute With You, and we're excited to feature her on the show tonight. We've been talking about this interview with incredible singer-songwriter Tigressa Jones, and it's going down tonight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more After the Lights Go Out on We Talk Radio.
Trouble don't last always. It looks real dark right now, but your night will soon be day. You've got more strength than you can know. Dig in your faith and don't let go. Trust yourself, babe. Your light will lead the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh and kind of cry. Smile if you can't find a reason why. You gotta dance through with the pain.
You gotta laugh instead of cry. Smile if you can't find the reason why. You gotta
Okay, and we are back. We're back. We're back with the incredible After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. Again, I'm your host, Kia D, and I got to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Shout out to South Africa. Shout out to Mexico tonight, the United States, of course. We love y'all. Shout out to everybody. We just appreciate y'all for being here all around the globe. It's just a fun time just to be able to speak to people like across the globe. You know, years ago we weren't able to do this, but today, ooh, it's a brand new day and we can do so many amazing things. And we're excited about it. We're taking advantage of it. Somebody else who's taking advantage of being like amazing in the world right now with the time and the space and the opportunities that are given to her is this beautiful guest that we have on the show tonight. Been very excited to feature her on the show. For those of you who missed out on Monday's show, we featured a young lady. She's an ex-Special Olympian. She is legally blind. She is a gold medalist in swimming, and she is absolutely amazing. Her name is Ashton Smith. This month, we're talking to people who have just defied the odds, and this young lady tonight is someone else who has her own personal amazing testimony, and we're going to talk about that incredible testimony tonight. We're also going to talk about how amazing her music is. She's a singer and a songwriter. She's got a brand new single titled "Hey You, A Minute With You." She is extremely passionate, and I'm super excited to feature her on the show here tonight. Big shout out to T Smiley. Let's say hi to T Smiley real quick. I know he's in the field working. We're about to say hello to our guest. What's up, T Smiley?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? What's going on? Listen, we've got an amazing guest tonight. Thanks for being here. We've got callers on the line. We appreciate y'all for being here. And everybody, of course, who's tuned in on the internet, thank you for being here as well. Please, 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 T. Smiley, you're more than welcome to hang out on this interview because we're going to have some fun tonight. And of course, you're a musician, so that's your life. Music is your life. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So you're going to love this amazing guest. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's amazingly passionate about everything she does. Everything she touches absolutely turns to gold. Her voice is absolutely dynamic and amazingly passionate, and I'm excited to have her on the show tonight. Singer and songwriter, Tigressa Jones. Hello, Queen. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here tonight.
Wow. Thank you so much, Kia D. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We could not wait to get you on. Your song is in heavy rotation, and everybody loves it. They are requesting it. There's something about you. There's something about your music and the dynamic, that how it all comes together. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful masterpiece. So let's start with you. You're an extraordinary artist. I've been doing amazing things for a very long time. Let's just start at the beginning of your artistry shift. Let's talk about that journey.
Well, yes, I have been singing for a very long time. Started actually as far back as I can remember in third grade in school. But even before then, it started at home because my entire family is very musically inclined. We either sing and or play an instrument. And so music was always in the home. My mom sings, and during the holidays, we would sing like the Jackson Five, and I have three sisters and two brothers, and we would get together and sing, and it was always so much fun to do it, and I was always so very passionate about it at a very young age, and I was the serious one about it. You know, everyone else did it, clowned around, and we had a good time laughing and singing, but I was the one who wanted everyone to have their part, right? Let's harmonize, let's do our steps, let's sing, you know, and have fun with it, and it just stayed with me. I enjoyed singing in elementary school chorus. As far as the third grade, I believe, is when I remember singing. And I've just been singing for a long time. And, you know, since I was 11 years old, I was singing, the songs of Natalie Cole, who I sing a lot of today. And so, yes, it started at a very young age. And, you know, it's the real dream come true adage for me.
I bet it is, especially, you know, dancing around the house with the family, enjoying, laughing, mm-hmm. being one, you know, and it absolutely warms the heart. And now, of course, being an adult and having the opportunity to do exactly what gave you joy as a child, Very, very, very amazing. You mentioned Natalie Cole. Of course, she is the favorite for a lot of amazing people and a lot of extraordinary artists like yourself. Who else, you know, as you all were growing up, of course, the Jackson 5. Yes, everybody wanted to be the Jackson 5. I'm not even a boy, and I wanted to be one of the Jackson 5. You know, who else, you know, did you all look up to, you know, as children and emulate to a certain degree?
Well, you know, it was mainly me. My oldest brother was a well-known DJ in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, and he had crates and crates of albums and records that I would, you know, run home from school each afternoon to try to get into and play before he got home. And so it was mainly me who I was really, like, mesmerized by different artists, like, and I'll be telling my age, but the Carpenters and, again, Natalie Cole and the Bee Gees, those acts there, and I would just play their music, and I actually modeled myself like pretty much like Natalie Cole, you know, her style of music where gospel meets soul, and you know, that's pretty much my style. And so she was really it for me. I mean, I would actually sing every song that she had on her, especially that live album, and I know every lyric from that 1978 live album, Side A and Side B, and I studied her particularly. It was just something about her music, the instrumentation of the music, her delivery. Mm-hmm. I was mesmerized by her beauty, her deliverance, and I was 11 years old. I mean, I was singing I'm Catching Hell at 11 years old. And just feeling the intensity behind the lyrics of that song at that young age, and even had the emotions that came along with it. And I said to my mom, I'm like, why would you let me listen to this music at 11 years old? But, you know, she just like, you just love to sing. So, you know, they would allow me to just, you know, sing the songs. And so I really just kind of, you know, studied her and her style. And today I have this tribute show that I, you know, travel with my band, doing the Natalie Cole, Remember Natalie Cole, a tribute.
Mm. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Do you have a lot of family support? I know that you all were together as little kids making it happen. Do they still support you as much as y'all were supporting each other back then?
You know, when I tell you this is truly a dream come true, because I've been dreaming about singing since a very young age, they are my number one cheerleaders. And now with my own original music, this happening at this point in my life and in my career, we're all sitting here thinking like, well, what does this mean? Right?
Wow.
It really happened. I mean, you've been dreaming about this. You wore the turtleneck on your head when you were a little girl. That was your long hair. And you had the brush in your hand, and you stood in front of the mirror, and you gave us the concert. Right? You always wanted to do this. And so doing it in elementary school and doing it with the talent showcases in the area, my first boyfriend at a young age, we were winning talent showcases. That was Martin Lawrence, the comedian.
Mm.
Left and right, we were winning talent showcases, doing a duet of Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, The Closer I Get to You. You know, we had our little groups in the neighborhood, and it was there. And then from there, I started doing as a, you know, teenager and a young adult, just doing some showcases, a Coors Light showcase, talent showcase, and then went on to do the live at the Showtime at the Apollo for three straight weeks. I won first place 2 weeks and came in third place the third week. And so just it's always in my blood, always, you know, something that I always wanted to do. And then as you get older and you have your family, then work, you know. I have a very busy day job prior to the pandemic, working 15 hours a day, trying to balance, you know, what I love to do with my music with my work was a very challenging thing to do. But, you know, a lot of heartache came of the pandemic, but a lot of good stuff came out of it as well, you know, just sitting us down and having us realize that what's more important in life than all of the material things and all of the things that we think are important that really, you know, they may be, but they're not the first thing that we should think about every morning, every night when we go to bed in our lives, and that is putting God first. So we had that opportunity to be just kind of think about our lives, and, you know, as we were losing friends and loved ones and knowing that, you know, we only have one life. That was like, that was the confirmation for me that I must, you know, must do what I love doing, and I also have to do what I need to do. And so out of this pandemic, born was my ET, right? It was just really the result of, you know, just being home and the productivity of just being home during the pandemic. Nothing, you know, no 15-hour days. You're not in the office. You're not commuting. You're purging. And I find this tape that I had written a song a long time ago and decided I wanted to, you know, revive it. And my cousin, he would call me every day saying, hey, cuz, you need to do your original music, because, you know, I have a catalog of lyrics. And so I took him up on it and met with a couple of producers, and it started with one song, went into two songs, and I ended up with four songs on the EP. And that's where, you know, A Minute With You, Hey You, A Minute With You was number one on the charts four times in the UK, various charts, and one time here in the USA. And it's doing well, and I thank you so much for playing the music.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and congratulations on your song.
Thank you.
You know, hitting those charts, it is amazing. I'm sure for you, it's amazing to be able to see those your name and those lights and flashing lights on black and white and all the colors and everything else. I'm sure it feels
It is amazing.
Really, really
it
good.
Is.
Yeah. I'm super excited for you and glad that you have the opportunity to fulfill your dreams. A lot of people wish they could, and here you are, you know, walking in that light. It's beautiful. You know, T. Smiley and I, T. Smiley, you still there with me?
Yes.
One of the things that we talked about, of course, in our life is being a part of a Showtime at the Apollo. It was one of my big dreams, of course. I never made it. But I live vicariously through Tigressa Jones, who has, okay? let's talk about that piece right there. You know, I'm positive. You know, it was a lot of pressure. Were you nervous?
You know, I was nervous. I was very nervous because that's a tough crowd, and just from watching it on TV. And to see Miss Young, if you watched it a long time ago, Miss Eva, the lady that used to stand and used to sit in the front, and when she stood up, you knew you were okay. And so I was nervous. I was so nervous I forgot to rub the log when I came out the first time, and, you know, told me to go back and rub the log. And, you know, I was singing Melba Moore's Lean On Me, and everyone thought it was Bill Withers' Lean On Me, but they weren't familiar with Melba Moore's version or Melba Moore's Lean On Me. And when I hit the last note, the long note, you know, Miss Eva stood up, and I was relieved because I knew Sandman wasn't going to come out now because she was standing. But I also had a bus load with me on my first on my first performance. I had a 56 passenger bus load that came up to New York in a snowstorm to support me. And then when I won, you come back the next week on a Wednesday, and of course everyone couldn't take off again from work, and it was just me and my stylist. We were there, and you know, I was nervous. I sang the same song, and I won again, and so I had to come back the next Wednesday. And you know, by this time you're getting a little used to it, right? And you know, I wasn't like completely confident, but I switched songs. And I came in third place, and I went home. But that was one of the best experiences of my life, singing before a crowd. And I was one of the first acts to sing before the band Ray Chew and the crew at the Apollo. So, yeah, it was exciting.
Wow, that is super awesome. I love it. For those of you who are just tuning in with us tonight, we have an amazingly talented queen that is hanging out with us. She has a brand new single entitled Hey You, A Minute With You, and we're going to talk about that single here in just a second. She started out singing at a very young age, third grade, 11 years old, and her and her entire family are musically inclined. And she is the one who had the ability and the opportunity to fulfill those lifelong dreams. She is the amazing singer and songwriter, Tigressa Jones. Listen, let's talk about Hey You, A Minute With You, your brand new single.
Yes. That music was produced by a his name is Terry 20 Poindexter, based out of Memphis, Tennessee. I was introduced to 20 by my cousin, Kevin Kojo Prince, and he was like, you know, I want you guys to meet because, you know, I think it's time for you to do your own music. We had a conference call. We talked about, you know, the music that I like. He sent me a couple of tracks. We chose, you know, the one that you hear today. And as soon as he sent me the track, and I kid you not, I wrote that song in probably like less than 4 hours. And
wow.
I was thinking, I can't send it back to him, you know, because he's going to think I'm not, you know, I'm not serious about this. But it was so catchy. The music was just so catchy. The lyrics came immediately. It was really nothing to think about. I mean, the way you hear it today was the way I hummed it on my recorder and, you know, then wrote the lyrics to it. And the lyrics are really, usually when I get a track that's catchy like that, that's upbeat and fast, always gravitate towards love, of some form of love. But just something that was fun. And that's how that came about, you know, just thinking about this guy who is just in my dream recurrently. He's in my dream, but, you know, I can't find him, but he shows up. I'm not sure if you saw the video. I see him at this cookout, and I want to get next to him. You know, I want to get to meet him. I you know, I want to be with him. I want to dance with him. And, you know, we're in this at this cookout, and we're dancing together. But, you know, really, he doesn't exist. He really doesn't exist. So I'm not sure if you saw the video, but that's how that came about. It's just like, you know, I dream about being in love. You know, I dream about the perfect person for me. And this is the guy that I see in this dream every night. There he is. Oh, my God. I got to catch up with him. And, of course, during the pandemic, there were so many restrictions where we couldn't really do the video as I intended it to be initially, but, you know, I said, we're going to make it work. Let's, you know, let's get some of my friends and come over to the house and let's go in the backyard and let's grill and do a barbecue and think about the Fresh Prince, what's his name? Will Smith.
Will
summertime
Smith,
video.
The Fresh Prince
of Bel-Air. Yeah, Will Smith summertime video. Let's do something like that. Let's just have a day party, have fun. And that's what we did.
Wow. Beautiful.
I had no thoughts beyond recording the song and doing a backyard video, what would happen at all. So clearly was not prepared when it was released on July 2nd, and then July 7th, it was number one on UK Amazon hottest hits just 5 days later, and then, you know, came number one on the UK Soul chart 2 weeks after it was, the EP was released on the 16th of July. And, you know, all these amazing interviews and, you know, hearing it on the radio, it truly is for me a dream come true.
Oh, I could only imagine. I could only imagine. Again, I want to thank you so very, very much for being with us tonight. We know you could have been doing anything and anywhere, but we appreciate your presence. What's next for you, Tigressa Jones? What's popping next? I know the pandemic is still pretty much here, and it's still live in effect. And I know that we are, as artists, I know that a lot of you all are making accommodations, doing some virtual shows, stuff like that. And
yes,
some of
we are.
Artists, you guys are actually getting back out there. What's going on with you? What's next for you?
Well, there are a few things going on with me right now. Well, as far as Tigressa music, I am starting to, you know, do a couple dates with the new music, some showcases. And I also, you don't know, but I just actually released another single last Friday, October 8th. It's called Shake It For You. So that is out right now. It's pretty much along the same vein as Hey You. However, it's for the steppers. And it's a really nice group. So I'm going to be doing dates for Tigressa Music and for the Tigressa Sings Natalie. I will be on the Soul Train cruise in January 2022, doing seven shows on that cruise for that act, and going back into the studio to have some, you know, some music out, first quarter of 2022. So staying busy. I'm definitely bit by the bug. It's exciting. It's fun. I enjoy it. It's just the balance that I need. And I'm definitely at this point in my life going to take time to do the things that are very important to me. And that is music.
Amen. We 1,000% support you, Queen, in your endeavors, in your life, in your music. We are super excited that we're excited that you have the ability to create these masterpieces on so many levels. And we encourage you to keep writing because your talents are shining. They are coming through. They are being felt in song. And we truly, truly appreciate the incredible music. T. Smiley, I know that I've taken over the whole interview today. Would you like to, you want to just come in and say hi tonight? Because literally I've just talked the entire time. My bad.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, I was just sitting back. I'm actually here at work. One thing that you said was that you were on the show Talent with Apollo, and I was actually walking when I heard that. But yes, I remember Showtime at the Apollo, and I also remember that famous clown that came out. If you began to be sorry, that was a tough crowd. So if you made it through that crowd, oh my goodness, that's wonderful.
Is.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. You're welcome. Enjoy your music. Again, we're playing it right here on We Talk Radio Network, and I'm excited that you're part of the We Talk Radio family and glad to have you on tonight.
Thank you so much, and I truly appreciate you guys' support. I really do.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
we
ma'am. Yes,
you.
Ma'am. Listen,
we're excited.
You're definitely going to be played. Your music is going to be played. I have a Saturday morning show called The Cave Radio Show, and we definitely will be supporting. And we'll definitely be having your music up and playing for everybody on Saturday mornings.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. He has an incredible following of amazing men. And so they're going to hear your beautiful voice and be like, what is going on? Yes, so we're excited. We can't wait to get your new single, Shake It For You, so that we can
shake
do
it,
some
yes,
stepping together. I am super excited about it. Absolutely. Anything else that we may have missed that we didn't hit today?
No, I mean, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I've had it on my calendar. I was looking forward to it tonight. I was not going to... Yeah, I was really looking forward to it, and congratulations to you guys as well.
Thank you. Listen, we're all in this together. Listen,
yes,
one foot
yes.
can't move without the other. We appreciate
each other. Absolutely. But, I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate you guys' support.
Absolutely. The incredible and amazing singer and songwriter extraordinaire, Tigressa Jones, and you can find her right now at tigressamusic.com, TYGRESSA music.com. She is all over social media, so go flood her social media, like her, love her, share her, all that good stuff. We're just really excited that you had the opportunity to come on with us. She is hitting the charts in the UK and the US of A. She is an amazing and incredibly talented singer and songwriter. Her hit entitled Hey You, A Minute With You has been played and featured here on We Talk Radio Network, and it will continue to be featured for years to come. Thank you so much, Tigressa Jones. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Good night. Up next, we're going to play the extraordinary Hey You, A Minute With You by Tigressa Jones. As a matter of fact, right now, we're going to play it. And you guys have been requesting it. Again, here it goes. Thank you, Ms. Jones.
Thank you.
Hair, wanna look my best for you.
You're listening to After the Lights Go Out.
Woke up this morning with a brand new attitude. New smile, new style, it's a whole mood. Trying to find a vibe that I can get into today. And now I'm on my way. First I hit the park and see the fellas patrolling. Ladies in them shorts, shorts, got their bellies rolling. To the beep, beep, beep that they playing on the radio. And all they wanna know is how low can you go?
Shout out to T Smiley. Want to say good night to T Smiley. He's out there working hard. T Smiley, good night, my friend. Good night, sweetheart. We love you here on We Talk Radio.
Good night. I will be in the studio later when I get off of work, but good night for now. I mean,
good night. Hey, don't forget, everybody, check TJ out this Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the Cape Radio Show.
Yes. 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, Saturday. We're going to have a good time. I think it's going to be a nice, sunny, cool Saturday morning. So, you know, we'll probably do a little mix of talking and, you know, playing some music. But I definitely want to get Miss the young lady we had on tonight. I definitely want to get her music on and playing on Saturday. Good vibes.
I love it. Thanks, T. Smiley. You have a good night. Don't work too hard out there in the streets. You be safe.
Listen, it's a stormy night. It's just starting to storm. So everybody that's out and around, if you're listening in and you're in Dallas, just be safe out there. You know, people tend to drive crazy when it's wet and rainy outside. So I'm going to take my time and get from A to B tonight safely. So.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about. Good night, good night. We appreciate you. Love it, love it. That's my fiance, y'all. For those of y'all who did not know, we're engaged, right? How did that happen? When did that happen? Y'all should have been here for it. It was awesome. awesome. It was a lot of fun, actually, yes. And actually, you can check out the video. We actually have the video up on our website. So if you want to see it, you can. A lot of people have been viewing it. We thank you for your views. You can go to wetalkradio.com, and there's going to be a little bar that kind of scrolls over to the right and to the left. And it's right there on that little scroll bar, so you can check out the amazing video where T. Smiley actually proposed to me. It was beautiful. One of the most incredible engagements I've ever been a part of or seen. And I'm not just saying that because it was mine. I'm saying that because it was off the chain. Real talk. Again, we got to thank our amazing guest tonight, Tigressa Jones. Shout out to Myron Ruffin for making this interview happen tonight. As for those of you who did not know, I interviewed another young lady last Wednesday. Her name was Mariah, singer, songwriter, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. The girl is absolutely amazing. She's been singing since she was 3 years old, extraordinarily musically inclined, and she's amazing. So you guys can check out that interview. It was last Wednesday on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Now you're wondering, how do I check out the radio shows? Well, in order to check out radio shows, you can go to wetalkradio.com, and you can click Listen Live, which is right there on the front page. Or you can go to the very, very top, and you can scroll to the top bar that says Podcast, and you can listen to all of our old shows that have been literally everything from 11 years ago up until yesterday. And then as soon as this show goes off, it'll be a podcast, so you can go back and listen to it. As well as whenever we're live, you can click that Listen Live button, and you'll be able to hear us live right then and there. So, but you can click Listen Live or Podcast. Either way, it's going to get you to the same, pretty much the same place, and you'll be able to hear our amazing shows. And, yeah, because if you click that Listen Live button, it's also going to get you to all of our old shows as well. So our podcast. So, again, we want you to follow us on all of our social media platforms. We are all over the online platforms. Definitely follow us on YouTube. We're doing a huge YouTube push right now, and we need your support. You can go to youtube.com and type in We Talk Radio Network. That's two words, We Talk Radio Network. And, again, it is just a blessing to be able to be here with you, to be able to bring you great music, especially by artists like Tigressa Jones, to be able to continue to bring you great, amazing talk, drama-free conversation. That's what we're about. We're a lot of fun. We're a lot of fun, but we try not to do a lot of drama. It is what it is. So make sure you check out our other shows that are featured here on the network. You heard T. Smiley's show. We've got all kinds of shows all weekend long, so make sure you check those out. On Sunday, we actually have three shows starting at 10 a.m. And going all the way until 9 p.m. So make sure you check out everything we've got going on. You're absolutely going to love it. From the blogs to the events, we've got an amazing event coming up October the 30th. You can go to Heels on the Move to Heal.org for more information. And that's Heels, H-E-E-L-S, on the Move to Heal, HEAL.org. And we have an event coming up October the 30th, and we definitely need your support. You can purchase a ticket or make a donation. Tickets are $15, and we're selling tickets now on Eventbrite, so you can go directly to Heels on the Move to Heal, type that events tab, and it'll take you right there to the Eventbrite link where you can make a donation or purchase a ticket. Now, the purpose of this event is to bring awareness and support victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and child exploitation. And we want to do that on many levels. And so the support that you give is going to do that specifically. So we truly appreciate you, the small dollars and the big dollars. We want to make a greater impact. And so we are asking you to donate because we want to make that greater impact. We need your donation, no matter how big or how small. small. Don't think your donation is too small. It does not matter how small or large it is. A donation is a donation. Go to healsonthemovetoheal.org so that we can continue to impact the community and to rescue these women, men, and children who've been traumatized by those traumas and those terrors, human trafficking, domestic violence, sexual assault, child exploitation. If you haven't been through it and you just don't know, I thank God for that. But there are some that have. And so we want to make sure that they have the resources and the support and the education and the shelter that they need and the security that they need once they are away from that situation. And so that's what we do. We provide those things. We work directly with community partners to assist us in providing the things that we don't specifically provide, like shelter. We don't have a shelter, but we work with a lot of community partners that do, and we ensure that these young ladies, men, women, children are at the proper locations upon the rescue. So, whatever we got to do to help out, that's what we want to do. But, again, we need your help in order to make it happen. HealsOnTheMoveToHeal.org. Again, the tickets are $15, and we appreciate telling somebody about us. So you never know. Just spread the word. Send the flyer out on your social media page. And you just never know what someone is looking for, what someone is standing in the need of, and it may just help someone out, your neighbor to the left or to the right. It may help them out. And so definitely help us share this information with everyone. So, again, we got to thank you so much for being here tonight and hanging out with us right here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show with your girl Kia D. And we're going to play some more of this amazing music, and we'll be back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio. Yeah.
I'm alive. dreams into reality, but as the story goes, lessons are meant to be told. It was never you that I needed, but the strength I didn't see within me. Feelings ain't right, I pushed them aside, but I didn't want to cheap price tag. One night stay, just get away. Energy strain, the price I pay. Time and space, blame. But they can't feel me. Feel me. Shoes make me toe. But who will catch me when I fall?
Radio show. We talk radio. Yeah.
Freebound. Black.
Yeah. Curiosity been at an all-time high in the treetops. I remix your life like cut cocaine, it's a rewrite. Ain't been wanting much lately, no, cause you're my detox. Repeat, run it back one more time till we hit the sweet spot. Bet if we make love like we always knew each other. You'll be searching far and wide, but you wouldn't want another. Doesn't make you happy. If so, that's what I'm on. I'll be added to your troubles. It's gone. This is East Atlanta love letter. Who wants love better? Nobody, because I say so. My words hit like a Draco. It's a he said and a love letter. Who gon' love better? Nobody, because I said so. And my words hit like a Draco.
finna all time high. I'm in the treetop. I remix your love like cocaine, it's on rewind. Ain't been wanting much lately, no, cause you my detox.
Cause you my detox.
If we run it back, one more time, till we hit the we fine, but if we make love like we always knew each other, if we make love like we always. You'll be searching for and why, but you wouldn't want another.
You wouldn't want another.
Does he make you happy?
Does he make you happy?
If so, that's what I'm on. It's that line of love, letter who gon' love better. Nobody, because I say so. And my words hit like a Draco. Coming from the bottom of the mud, concrete filled up with blue. Extended clip, no beach coat. Big pimp, damn that hoe. Piss pole, head to toe. 44 head it close. Headache, headache, ice it cold. Pink diamonds, what's up? This is a song, six sticker.
That's right, that's right. We're back with more of this incredible and amazing show. I got one more I want to play. I want to dance out. I want to rock out. This is Tiana Taylor and Iman. This is one of my favorites. We'll be right back after the lights go out. We Talk Radio.
One thing for certain, need you right here in my arms. Maybe I'm yearning, but I think I got a bone to pick with you. Lately I've been wanting what's with you. I need you to hear me, baby. Wake up, love. This is won't come with me, please. Wake up, love. I might just come for me, but I just need you for. I can wrap my head around this thing, but I need your brown skin. I'm like India when I'm not pissed with you. So how to keep it saying it's you. I want you to wake up, love. This shit won't come for me, please wake up, love.
Drama gon' play a part, pain is art, lil' mama. It just give me touch, hung up on the walls. You wanna sell it later, then cool, we taking it all. Lil' mama, it's real, I'd save you from a burning building. I wear the burns as gold medals, turn you on to remember. Even though you scarred me, I took it, so I know the feeling. But fuck it, let's build this bitch to the ceiling. I'm really fucking with you, it's a whole lot more than a makeup at the breakup. So don't fight back, just write back, baby. I know I demand a lot, and you don't like that. So let's just leave the baggage, I'ma hop us on this flight back. Get right back, right?
I want you to wake up, love. This shit won't come for me, please. Wake up, love. I might just come for me, but I just need you to hold me. Need your affection. Wake up, love.
The Lights Go Out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
must be like this. It must be like this.
Join us Saturday, October 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time for the 4th annual Heels on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show. This virtual shoe fashion show features performances and more benefiting victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. For more information on how to purchase tickets, log on to www.heelsonthemovetoheal.org/events.
Just breathe. my eyes. I just don't know why. I don't know why.
My mic. Let me open up my microphone so you can hear me. Welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. Had so much fun tonight. And I played some of my favorite hits tonight. Y'all heard all my favorites tonight. I'm going to close out with another one of my favorites. It's going down right here every Wednesday night on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. I'm your host, Kia D. Definitely tell somebody about us. Tell them to come back next week. And you're about to see a whole new level of We Talk Radio Network. You have seen us for the past 11 years do some amazing things. But you watch us over the next 2 years and you see exactly what is going to happen. Mark my words, I'm telling you. It's about to be a beautiful thing. We've been all working really hard on the back end. Shout out to the entire team, from the interns to the marketing staff to the radio personalities. We appreciate you all for doing so many amazing things, continuing to push no matter what it looks like, and no matter how tired you are, no matter how what's going on, everybody just keeps pushing, and I appreciate it. And the hard work is 1,000% paying off, and we can't do this without you. And so I just have to thank each and every one of you. I wish I could thank you name by name by name, but it's a lot of you guys now on the team. So I just want to tell you all, thank you so much. Thank you very much. And for that, everybody's tuned in. For those of you who are tuning in, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for continuing to listen and making We Talk Radio your number one listening station to get all of your incredible music and talk radio from. We appreciate that. Around the globe, we've got listeners everywhere, and it doesn't matter what country you're in, what zip code you're in, don't matter. I appreciate you. Tonight, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I want to tell you, be very careful. We're expecting some heavy rain or some rain, period. We want to make sure that you're being very, very careful tonight. Matter of fact, it's already raining out there, guys. I just took a quick glance. It's raining. Thought I saw some lightning a minute ago. So definitely, everybody, be very, very careful out there if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you're driving tonight. So check us out on all of our radio shows. Check us out Saturday for the Cave Radio Show, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. It is going down. We've even got some brand new shows that are going to be coming to the network. We're really excited about it. If you've got a show idea and you're wanting to be a part of We Talk Radio, send us an email, admin@wetalkradio.com, or go to our website, wetalkradio.com. Go to that Contact Us tab. Put in your information there, and our administrative team will be back with you ASAP. Or you can send an email directly to admin@wetalkradio.com. Again, we truly appreciate you, and thank you for tuning in, making We Talk Radio number one listening station. I'm going to close us out in prayer tonight. Father God, we just come to you with open arms and open minds. We thank you for the ability to speak and hear and taste and feel. Father God, thank you for our senses. Thank you for keeping us sane today, Lord God. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, Father God, but thank you for right now, this moment right now, Father God, that was absolutely not promised to us, but it was given to us as a gift. We thank you so much for the gifts that keep giving, the life that you have given us, God. We do not take it for granted. We love you. We appreciate this life. And we pray that you will continue to bless everybody who's tuned in. Bless Tigressa Jones and her music. Bless her family. Bless her life. Bless her financially. Bless her mentally. Father God, continue to bless Myron Ruffin, Father God, and Unlimited Wealth Entertainment. Continue to bless every entity that's connected to us. Continue to bless all of the staff. Bless us financially, mentally, Father God, all within our household, Father God. You know what everybody stands in the need of. And Father God, I pray today over a special friend of mine, Jocelyn Willis, who lost her mother, Father God. I pray that you know, God. Only you know how to fix it, God. And I pray that you would right now, Father God, mend her broken heart, Lord God. Answer all the questions that she has, God. Mend her broken heart, Lord God. For those who are hurting tonight, Lord God, I pray for peace in their life right now, like only you can give. I pray for repair, Father God, that only you can do. Father God, I pray for a healing as a doctor, a healing as a lawyer. Father God, whatever it is they need, I pray you will bless them, Father God, exponentially, no matter what their background is, no matter what they've done, Father God, because that's the kind of God that you are. You continue to bless us. You continue to love us and forgive us every single time we mess up. And we thank you, Father God. We praise your holy and righteous name, and we love you. Amen. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in, and continue to be blessed. And continue to be highly favored. I'll see y'all next week on the After the Lights Go Out radio show with me, Tia D, on We Talk Radio.
Don't wait till it's too late. I'm right in front of you. I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner. And we'll be winning.
Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it Soil Church, asking you to come grow with us in the soil. If you're looking for good, sound, biblical teaching right from the Word of God, come grow with us in the soil. You can find us on Facebook under Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us and find us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, you can tune in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio as well. And we're asking you to come grow with us in the soil. Don't meet us there, beat us there. And I can assure you, God will have a word for your soul. So come grow with us in the soil, and you can tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time live, or on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. every Sunday. I'm looking for you to come grow with us in the soil.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.